Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1308. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Belima Bas Ram Moshe and Lurafur Shalema Avram Ben Chaya, Lurafur Shalema Rafol Moshe Chayim Ben Chana. Getting back to Amalacha Merakade Sifting. Okay, so very interesting. He brings down, we've been going a little bit from the Sefer Zacha V'Shamer, the reprint in the English. He brings down on page 16, very interesting, that when it comes to the Melacha of Boirer, more the sifting part of it, let's keep it for that, for now, even though there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe that the psik reisha part, in other words, we'll see an example in a minute, if somebody doesn't act and it's sort of like psik reisha, something is going to come out of it whereby it'll automatically be separated, but they have no intention, they couldn't care less about it, or even if they could care less about it, in general, we say it's not a problem. Now, in most malachas, it's not like that. If I do something, if I do an action, and some other action comes out that is not allowed to be done, that's what we call the psikresha. And if it's good for me, if it's something that I benefit from, that's called psikresha denichale, and that's a major problem. That's a deraisa. If the malacha is a deraisa, that would be a deraisa. But by merakid, or even by bora, but he brings down the merakid part of it. Let's stick to that for now. He says, interesting, that it would not apply. Very interesting. He says, so what are some of the examples? First of all, he brings a very interesting example in Simon Shinyud test, which is the Simon on Boirer and Merakid sifting and so on. And he brings down, the case is in Sif Ches, just real quickly to read it. In Sharonessa Karshinin, the Hainusha Maitsif, whatever the case is, just real quickly, you're not supposed to be soaking or somehow taking off the dirt from fruits, but soaking for sure. But there's a whole machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah, how that works, or whatever the case is, because of the fact that it's butter, I want to remove the fruits, right? The dirt from the fruits. So I can't soak fruits to remove the dirt. Okay, but then he says at the end, the point I want to get to today, he says, interesting, does the Mechaber and Sifches, Avol Noisnen Bechavara, let's say you have this Karshin, let's say whatever the case is, this fruits or whatever the case is, and there's some dirt on it, whatever, and I don't want to, or whatever it is that a person has, any type of food, right, he brings a case of Karshin, but whatever the person has of food, and what they going to do it, I'll put it like, I've nowhere to keep it, right, this food that I have that has like the dirt, whatever, and I've nowhere to keep it, but I'll put it into a strainer, that's where I'll keep it. I'm not straining anything out, I'm not doing anything, I have no room on the counter, so there's a straining thing, a strainer, a big sieve over there in the end, so I'll keep it over there. So he says, you put it into this sieve, that's where you're keeping it, you're not straining anything, I have no intention of straining. So then the Mechaber says, "Afal pisha noifel hapsilus." You're gonna put the mixture of the food, or whatever this thing is, right? You're gonna put it into any type of food with the dirt or whatever, and you're putting it into this strainer, and you're not straining. I have no intention of straining. I'm just keeping it. That's where I have to keep it. I have no room for it. Let's say, right? Afal noifel mechavara, afal pisha. And the Mechaber says, "Afal pisha noifel hapsilus." Even though the psilus, the bed or whatever, the dirt or whatever it is, gonna fall. Derech nikvei akavar, it's going to fall through the strainer, through the holes, right? He says, so that will be fine. Oh, so what's going on over here? Because, okay, I'm not doing an act of straining. I'm not picking it up. I'm not straining. And I have no intention of straining. I just don't have where to keep it. So I'm just throwing it in this bowl that happened to have holes in it, right? This bunch of whatever the case is, the animal food or whatever the case is. I'm just giving an example so we understand. So he says, Afal pi shenoifel, so says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed, Afal pi shenoifel, even though it falls out, right? Even though shenoifel, you'll tell me, well, one second, you can't throw this, let's say, animal food or whatever, you're throwing it into this strainer, you're just leaving it there, you have nowhere to keep it in the house, I'll leave it in this type of discovera, which is like a strainer, right? Even though the dirt's going to fall through the holes, right? And it's, as we know, that's what we call a psikresha, that's what we call, it's automatically going to happen. By me putting it over there, since there's holes, I'm putting this animal food or whatever, and this dirt over there, and it's by me putting it there, I'm not doing any action of straining, but it's automatically the dirt will fall through the holes. So he says, oh, so that's no problem. I it's going to happen automatically. It's what we call psikresha, and it's nichale. It's good for me also. It's taka good for me. And the dirt's going to fall through, right? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed, Kevin Shayna Mischavin Lakach. Since you're not Mischavin for this, since you don't have, your intention is not for the straining, I just have to keep it there. I just have no room, so I'm putting it over there. Okay, so just real quickly, he brings one more. He brings a few examples. He brings also from, there's an Igris Moshe, interesting. Again, we're not going to go through the case. It's in Hilchas Boirer, in Arachaim Chelik Dalid, in the Boirer section over there, Oisid Beis. But whatever Moshe is talking about, there's a certain thing with clothing that you're allowed to do in a certain way. Again, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now. It's a little bit of off on a tangent. But he ends off at the end. You could do this and this thing. Avoloi ba'oifin hanikr kavanosei liver. But don't do it in a way whereby it looks like it's recognizable that you're doing Boirer. So what do you mean that it's recognizable? If it's going to come out that it's going to be separated, this certain thing, the clothing or whatever case, the way Rav Moshe explained to do it, it's going to come out that it's going to be separated, let's say the mixture of clothing, right, in the way that he's explaining over there, so then that's psikresha. It's going to happen automatically. You could do it this and this way, but the bottom line is it's your clothing will be separated. So now it's automatically. It's what we call, again, a psikresha. So, but Rav Moshe doesn't say that. Rav Moshe says, no, but just make sure it doesn't look like, shouldn't be recognizable that you're doing it. But the bottom line is it will be separated. So he explains, getting back to the Sefer Zohar V'Shama, he explains in Ois 37 that Metzino B'Mul Lachas Boirer Merakid by Boirer Merakid and sifting Shemutal Lasses Puli could do a action Kshayim Mechavin Livrira. When somebody does not have in mind, okay, they don't, their intention, their kavana, is not to separate, to do this act of separation, let's say, in our case, of boirer, right? Afal pisha hu psikresha denichale, even though it's going to be a psikresha, it's going to happen automatically, right? And it'll be good for you, right? Shetis boirer hataruvis, and this mixture will automatically be separated, right? So, what about that? No, so it wouldn't apply to Boirer and Merakid. Very important foundation he's setting up over here. But not like the Loi Kivishar Malachis, he says, not like other Malachis, Shepsik Resha. When you do an act that's allowed to be done, but something that's not allowed to be done will come out of it, right? Is also like the famous case we always talk about. Somebody opens up a fridge. I want to take out my wine. I want to take out my fish, and the light will go on. I'm opening up the fridge. What am I doing wrong? Yeah, but you get turning on the light automatically. So that's what we call a psikresha, and it's nichale, it'll be good for you, you have light, whatever the case is. Again, that's like the standard case we always talk about. So he says, when it's somebody does a psikresha, these type of actions that's allowed to be done, and a malacha will come out of it, even though it's not your intention to do that malacha, you know, it's also to do, also min ha-toyra, and it's also min ha-toyra to do that, okay? So we're not going to get into all the examples now, but he explains, like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe, and others, but when it comes to Boirer Merakid, it would not apply. Okay, so we'll talk about, I'll end off over here with the concept. It's very interesting. We'll talk about next time how he gets into how this would apply to a salt shaker, a spice container, and so on, that somebody could be shaking a salt shaker, right? I'm shaking the salt on my challah. I'm shaking the salt on my food or whatever. But inside you have salt and you have clumps of salt. So do I have to be careful? I'm not allowed to use the salt shaker. Maybe I can't use the spice container, right? Right, with my spices, I'm shaking out my spices. Maybe inside I should really open up the spice container, check if there's clumps, because the mice, it'll be a psikresha, automatically it's going to come out that I'm straining the good from the bad. No, we don't worry about it because of this concept. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.